you. In a Colorado court, former police officer Randy Redima apologized to the family of Elijah McClain.
At the same time, I do not think there is anything that I can say that will make this okay. In fact, I know I don't.
The judge sentenced him to 14 years in jail for his role in the young black man's 2019 death. Shanine McClain, Elijah's mother.
Randy Redima was, is, and will always be a bully with a badge.
The December jobs report out today. Sagar Magani has the numbers.
It was a more robust gain than many expected. 216,000 jobs, 43,000 more than in November. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%.
This is AP News. Olympic sprinter Oscar Pistorius was released from prison today after serving nearly 9 years for killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Charles de Ledesma reports reaction in South Africa has been muted.
Such reactions are in stark contrast to the first days and months after Reva Steenkamp's killing, which sparked angry protests outside of the court hearings calling for Pistorius to receive a long prison sentence. There's no death penalty in South Africa. Themba Masango, Secretary General of Not In My Name International, a group that campaigns against violence against women, says Pistorius has ticked all the necessary boxes and we can only wish and hope Oscar Pistorius will come out a better human being, Masango adds. We tend to forget that there's a possibility where somebody can be rehabilitated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thanks, Charles. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
A low of 25 tonight, staying mostly cloudy and southeast winds around 5. Saturday, mostly cloudy and mild again, a high of 35. Saturday night, a 30% chance of patchy light snow or flurries, a low of 25. A few flurries early Sunday and 35. For Monday, 36 with a 40% chance of light snow at night and a 50% chance of light snow with small amounts expected on Tuesday.
the dark, I saw a little ray of light, telling me I don't need this negativity. It's time to restore my sanity. That's enough of this crying, and enough of this wanting, and enough of this overreact. That's enough of this all day, every day, thinking maybe someday you're coming back. That's enough of that. Last night was the last night, today is the very first day. Got a new way of thinking, gonna throw the old one away. You might have half a mind to reappear, but I made up my mind, well, I'm out of here. That's enough of this crying, and enough of this wanting, and enough of this overreact.
And welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, the Richland Center Hornets are playing host to River Valley and area boys basketball. The game is forthcoming here on the radio following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We have updates on the games going on in the area tonight. We'll talk with both head coaches, Luke Thatcher and Brian Poles, coming up on tonight's pregame show from WRCO Radio Sports.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Area action in girls basketball tonight. Seneca is at Ithaca, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Lafarge at DeSoto, Nacita is at Bangor, Cashton at Wanewoc Center, Brookwood at Hillsboro, and New Lisbon at Royal. Arcadia is playing at Viroqua and Baraboo at Stoughton. New Glarus travels to Wisconsin Heights. In boys basketball, Schulzburg at Belmont, River Ridge at Benton, Wautoma at Wisconsin Dells. Mauston travels to Adams Friendship. It's Wanewoc Center playing at North Crawford. In the SWAL, Boscobel at Riverdale, Cuba City at Iowa Grant, Darlington visits Southwestern, and Fenimore at Mineral Point. And in the Southwest Conference, Lancaster at Dodgeville, Platteville at Prairie du Chien, and River Valley is at Richland Center. That game is coming up on WRCO tonight.
You work hard to make sure your family has everything they need. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family will have the help they need to maintain their quality of life and pursue their dreams. Get the peace of mind you deserve by protecting what matters most.
Contact Michael Olson Agent or Melanie Olson Office Manager at the Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
River Valley Boys coach Luke Thatcher is our guest on the pregame show sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports. Luke, was it a productive period of time over the holidays getting those practices in?
You know, I think so. I think we had a nice opportunity to get some rest that we needed to kind of heal up on some owies. We're dealing with some ankles and some illness, and I think it came at a very good time for us to get that right. And we were, you know, had a couple good practices over the break where we could bring some intensity. We could get after it a little bit and clean some things up from the mistakes right before break.
Your team seems to be making some progress in terms of your scores. What areas do you think you're improving the most?
Well, you know, up until the last game, we've been doing an outstanding job taking care of the basketball. And I think the Barocco game was a little bit of an anomaly. They switched up a defense a little bit, showed a little bit of a different look that had us a little confused, myself included on that. And, you know, we hit the film, we learned from it. And you know, the hope is you don't get beat the same way twice. But, yeah, cleaning up offensive sets, cleaning up spacing. Really, for me, the holiday season really is about tightening up the little things. We pretty much have our sets in that we want to run, both offensive and defensively. Now it's just a matter of spacing and little tweaks here and there to make it a little more efficient, a little more effective.
First time to play Richland Center this year. What sticks out in the scouting report, Luke?
What sticks out to me right away is their size. I think they just occupy a ton of space. They're a physical team. I always say this to you, but I think it's going to be a really good matchup, a tough matchup for us.
I think so, too. And you've played, I mean, you're battle-tested this year, aren't you?
We sure are. You know, our non-conference schedule, I've said it, you know, a couple times to you, I'd take our non-conference schedule against most teams. We've already played a couple top 10 teams in the state. We have a couple more left to go, and I think those are good indicators on where we want to be, as opposed to just chalking them up and getting maybe an easy win here and there. We really go out and we'll take the Mount Horebs, we'll take the Mineral Points, we'll take the Darlingtons, we'll take the Wisconsin Luther. You know, there's some we want to challenge ourselves early to expose some of the areas that we really need to get better at.
I was looking at your schedule, Luke, and I was looking, okay, who does River Valley have after Richland Center? Oh, just Darlington on a Monday night. So yeah. That's not an easy task, is it?
It is not an easy task, and it's a quick turnaround, but like we just got done talking about, we really want to push ourselves. We need to find out where we need to get better, and teams like that certainly expose your weaknesses.
Your team, you know, I know you've got some underclassmen coming through for you, and you're seeing some improvement from some of the guys that didn't have much experience coming in.
A little bit, yeah. You know, I like the knit that we have. I like how the different dynamics that we have. We can go with a big lineup. We can go with a small lineup. Some of those younger kids give us some options, and they're hungry. I think more than anything, they push our older guys a little bit to get the best out of each other And we talk a lot about that, that, you know, we're at our best when each individual is at their best, and to have that internal competitiveness, but we still understand that we're teammates, I think is a really good, productive thing.
Down the stretch here, the Southwest Conference, I think everybody's pretty balanced, other than kind of chasing Platteville. Is that the case?
I think so. I think, you know, Platteville's such a team that plays so well together. They have depth. They have guard play. They have post play. They're physical. And I think it really exposes the rest of us. Like, we bring some of those things. Center brings some of those things. Dodgeville brings some of those things. Lancaster brings some of those things. I think it's going to be a test every week to see, you know, which style shows up and who's able to bring it on any night. But I do think that the Platteville is the total package for our conference, and you know, hopefully one of us pieces it together and gives them a push.
Things were shut down, of course, of the COVID year, and things kind of slowly getting back there. But you're kind of seeing fans come back to basketball, and I think Friday night at Richland Center, between River Valley and Richland Center, this is kind of back to maybe almost the pre-COVID level in terms of enthusiasm for a game. Would you agree?
I sure hope so. I know we've been seeing more fans come, and I think part of it is we play a brand of basketball that I think people can get behind. I think our kids play incredibly hard. I think Richland Center's kids play incredibly hard, and people want to get out and support that. I still love that we have all the games on, you know, RVTV and make it available for the people that want to stay at home, but I do think it's a fun environment and worth it for people to come out and watch.
Can't wait to see it. All right, thanks, Luke, and good luck as you get ready for this big stretch in January.
I appreciate that. Always good talking to you, Phil.
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is a stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 to learn more.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-89 today.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Brian Pohl's our guest. Brian, the team had a nice win over Highland Tuesday night. Was it one of those get better, feel better games?
Absolutely, yeah. We were really happy with getting the win. You know, it was a game going into. We knew we were going to be able to compete, and it was just a matter of us. You know, we had a little bit of a stretch there in the first half where, you know, I tell the guys where we lose our focus a little bit and aren't consistent, especially protecting the ball. But for the most part, we did a little bit better with that. I think we caught a break. You know, their best player had some issues and didn't play a lot besides maybe early on. So, but all in all, you know, it was improvement, and that's what we keep talking about with the guys every night, just trying to, you know, these small incremental improvements, and we definitely experienced that on Tuesday.
Well, I really thought the game was won or lost on the boards. I thought you rebounded well, Brian.
We did, and that's been something that we're talking about with our guys. You know, we've got size. Anybody that's seen us play, you know, Garrison Weiss, Liam Fingerson, Wes Bosworth, all big kids. But I think that, you know, as these first 11 games have unfolded, we found that, you know, regardless of our size, we still have to be fundamentally sound and box out and go after the boards. And you're right, we did a better job of that on Tuesday, took advantage of maybe some size advantages we had in our matchups with them, and it worked out.
Well, what do you know about River Valley this year, Brian?
You know, every year River Valley, it's tough games. It's a conference rival. Coach Thatcher always has them ready to go. You know, it's a new crew for them. They've got some younger kids coming up. Coach Thatcher's son is playing a bigger role. They're going to play, you know, his style. They're going to play some 2-3. They're going to pick up in the full court some as well. So we're just going to have to be disciplined. They got a little bit of size with their center inside. He's 6'5", 6'6". So, you know, we're going to have to, for us, it's a focus on, like I said before, just continuing that incremental improvement, trying to make sure that we limit our turnovers. You know, getting a shot on goal for us is the objective. You know, when you look at the amount of turnovers we had. So less about River Valley and more about us.
Do you feel like you gained some confidence with that win Tuesday night, Brian?
I think so. You know, and with our youth, you know, freshman point guard, sophomore on the other guard spot, you know, as they get more comfortable playing at the varsity level, we're going to just continually get better, and that's going to show itself in those reduced turnovers. You know, hopefully we can start to see you know, our 3-point shooting pick up. That's just a lack of opportunity right now, but that is getting better as well. I think, you know, for the most part, you look at Wes and Liam inside, they're getting some good opportunities. So every night, just incremental improvement.
Friday night at home against River Valley, that's kind of one of the ones you play for, isn't it?
It's always the best part of the seasons. Those Friday night home games in the conference. You got the band, you got a big crowd. So we're looking forward to having a really fun night.
And then switching gears, looking ahead to Saturday, how fun is it to play at Fiserv Forum?
It's a great opportunity. We've gotten to do that last year, and now this year again. The kids are really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. It's really fun to go play there in that facility on that floor. So, you know, the opponent, Baraboo again, Baraboo is much improved from last year. They've got a really nice big guy inside that's 6'8". They've got a guard that can really shoot the ball. So from a, you know, the game standpoint, going to be a really difficult opponent. So we're, like I said, we're looking for incremental improvements. It's going to be challenging coming back off of a, you know, a back-to-back off of a conference game Friday night and then playing Saturday afternoon. So we'll see how our legs are, especially with that big floor. But everybody is just really looking forward to the opportunity.
Do you get some behind-the-scenes time at Fiserv? They give you the tour?
A little bit. You know, we get to go back where the locker rooms are. Of course, we're not sitting in, you know, Giannis's locker stall or anything like that. But we use an auxiliary locker room. So we get a little bit of a taste of that. But in general, you know, they obviously allow us to use the facility so our fans can come in and sit anywhere in that lower bowl. And our players can come sit on the bench, and those that aren't in the game are right behind us. You know, so all of that is so much fun. We'll get an opportunity, I think, after the game to maybe go to a place on the way home that normally we wouldn't on some of our shorter road trips. So it's going to be a fun day.
Hornets pretty healthy then as you get ready for Friday night.
It's okay. We've had another couple illnesses pop up. You know, it is that time of year. And there's so much going around, so we're not still seemingly immune to that. So we've got to get through that, and hopefully we can get a stretch where we've got everybody healthy here.
All right, sounds good. Good luck against River Valley.
All right, thank you, Phil.
Brian Poles, Richland Center Hornets. That's it for our pregame talk tonight, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area. We believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Friday Night Live from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Here we go. River Valley starting lineup for the River Valley boys coming in at 4-6, 1-1 in the Southwest Conference. They'll start number 0, Houston Thatcher. Number 3, Owen Bailey. Number 11, Cole Knopfel. Number 14, Sam Poppy. And number 32, Javin Willie. For the Richland Center Hornets, number 3, Brady Dosh. Number 5, Trayton Shep. Number 40, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, Liam Fingerson. And number 44, Wes Bosworth. Those are the teams. They will start it out here tonight in front of a really nice crowd here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The pep band is here under the direction of Jeff Behrens. Earlier tonight, River Valley was the winner in junior varsity action, 54-10. Javin Willie will jump center against Garrison Weiss. Willie, a senior. Both players around the same height. And Weiss listed at 6'8". Javin's not listed, but got to be close. A couple of tall men jumping it up, and the ball is controlled by River Valley. We're underway. There's a three right away, and up and good by Houston Thatcher. That's the way to start it for River Valley, and they fall back into a full-court press. Thatcher with a three. Less than 10 seconds into the ballgame. And now the Hornets have it stolen at midcourt, taken away by Bailey, and now the Blackhawks have the ball again. So good start for River Valley. Thatcher starts, going right side to Bailey. Bailey looking, coming off the screen, Poppy. Back on the left side, Knopfel drives to the baseline, nothing. Fires back to the free throw line. Mid-range jumper up, short for Bailey, and the rebound by Dosh of the Hornets. Up ahead, Bosworth, left wing. Now the ball comes back to the near side, Shep. Dosh again, top of the circle, reverses it now. Fingerson outside. Shep meets it at the top of the circle. Right side, Dosh. Hornets looking for an entry pass. Not much there. Bounce, but now it goes into Bosworth. He'll kick it back out. Three on the way for Shep. On the rim, no good. Fought for. Rebound by Javin Willie. Outlet pass now for Thatcher, and the Blackhawks are going to run it. Thatcher goes to the right side. Dips it off to Knopfel. Into Willie. Back to Thatcher. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Foul called on the rebound against River Valley. Blackhawks marked for the first foul of tonight's ball game, and it's going to be called on Javin Willie. So the Hawks able to drop back and try to cinch in that full-court press. Bosworth and Trayton Shep working that ball up, and they're going to home run it to Weiss, and Weiss is bumped and fouled by River Valley. So the foul will be marked on the Blackhawks, and that might be on Javin Willie again. It is. That's his second already. So the Hornets will inbound from the baseline. Shep looking to get it in, does. Weiss in the corner. Now Dosh from the wing. Three on the way. Hornets no good. Rebound River Valley. Sam Poppy will take it the other way now. Liars it down to the baseline. Knopfel. Now they'll get it into Willie. He'll kick it out. There's Thatcher for a three, and it is good. Houston Thatcher with two triples to start. 6-0 Blackhawks. River Valley tips it away as the ball goes up court and out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Thatcher coming into his own. The last time I saw River Valley, he came off the bench. The junior comes in and right out of the gate, shooting well here for the Blackhawks. Trayton Shep brings it in. There's Fingerson. Goes left side, Bosworth. Top of the circle, Dosh. Shep near side, Dosh. And now again, far side. Driving is Bosworth. Pulls up, nothing. Fires back to the near side, Dosh. Dosh gives it now. There's Bosworth. Nice move inside. Shot high off the board. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Sam Poppy. And now the Blackhawks fly the other way. Left side, Bailey. Down to the corner. Thatcher for three. On the rim, no good. Bosworth with the rebound for the Hornets. 6-0 River Valley. 15:35 remaining in the opening half. Dosh on the left wing. Now Bosworth, top of the circle. River Valley has it packed back in a zone. Dosh, now Fingerson, Shep right wing. Hornets trying to get an opening, trying to snap that ball and get River Valley out of position. They'll get it into Bosworth. High post. He'll drive. Ball stripped and picked up by Poppy. Here's the up ahead. Thatcher fires for a fast break try. Up no good. Willie shot is good. Jabin Willie makes it after a miss by Nabefeld. Timeout, Richland Center. 8-0. River Valley off to a jump here. 15 minutes remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All-American Do-It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All-American Do-It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 30-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all. Cardinal IG wishes all area teams good luck.
Richland Center has the ball stolen, and we're back to action. Now River Valley is called for a double dribble. It'll go back to the Hornets. 8-0 the score here in the ball game, leading the way River Valley. A couple of threes and a two, and the Hornets bring in Jaden Shep. He will play now. He did not start the ball game. Comes in for brother Trayton. And Jaden at the point guard for the Hornets. Passes left side deflected. It's now off of Dosh and out of bounds. Jabin Willie doing a good job playing the point there on defense with that big wingspan, and he makes a nice play. So the Blackhawks get it back. Houston Thatcher walks it across the timeline, goes left side to Poppy. Now off a screen, Nabefeld. Poppy going down low. Weiss knocks it away and out of bounds into the bass drum of the pep band. Well, almost anyway. So the Blackhawks will put it in play along the baseline. Giving in a tap now is Bailey. Owen looking, brings it into Willie. Willie gives it back to Owen. Owen is going to get it over to the far side. Wide open three from the corner. Good for River Valley's Cole Nabefeld. And the Blackhawks go up 11-0 with their third three. Jaden Shep runs it across the timeline. Stops. Fires back to Dosh. Now off to Bosworth. Right side going against the 1-3-1. Again with Willie at the point causing some problems for the Hornets. Here is Bosworth stepping in, now lobs it over the top. Left side, Jaden Shep. Shep back to Bosworth. He penetrates, and a little runner in the lane is up. No good. Willie with a rebound. Now the push to Owen Bailey, bringing it. He is fouled on the play. He'll go to the line shooting two. So they'll mark the foul on the Hornets. That'll be on Liam Fingerson, his first. Two head coaches that are just couple of the best basketball minds and just thoughtful guys. Just love working with Brian Poles in his ninth year and Luke Thatcher in his 11th year. Free throw is missed by Bailey. We'll get one more. Jabin Willie comes out. Cole Drakenberg, his replacement. And he is in. Second free throw for the Blackhawks. In the air, on the rim, and good. Bailey makes it good, and a their timeout. They're pointing to the bench. Looks like just a sub coming in. So the Blackhawks bring in number two, Reese Rhodes, and play resumes. River Valley leading now 12-0. Hornets trying to get something going. Ball comes up to Liam Fingerson. Baseline drives, dishes, dash, shot, block! And Houston Thatcher gets the block and now brings the dribble across the half-court line. Moves right side, drops it low, knocked loose by the Hornets. And out of bounds off of River Valley. It'll be Richland Center basketball. 13.5 remaining in the first half. Area boys basketball. Pass comes in play. Hornets break the press. Weiss throws it left side, and Fingerson right behind him. Couldn't quite reach it. It goes out of bounds. And the Blackhawks will take over. Both teams lost some names to graduation a year ago. Aiden Horton for the Blackhawks. Cameron Hansen. Caleb Esser, Luca Valli-Mickel, and Adrian Johnson. Hornets losing Leif Fingerson, Andrew Poles, and Tyson Anthony. Three-pointer for Thatcher. There he is again. Houston Thatcher with his third triple. And another timeout by Brian Foles and the Hornets. 15-0 River Valley. 13:04 remaining in the first half. Area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
It's a nice start for River Valley, up 15-0 in the ballgame here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on a Friday night live. Pass comes in, and the Hornets looking to break that press. They will. They'll get it across to Fingerson and now set it up. They'll give it off to Jaden Shep. He drives low, fires back to Dosh. Dosh on a drive back to Shep on the left wing. Shep looking, now drives around the defender, dishes. Dosh thought about a three, going to be called for traveling as he kind of shuffled his feet to get into position. And it goes back to the Blackhawks. Hornets will have a short night and a road trip to Milwaukee tomorrow to take on Baraboo at Fiserv Forum. It'll be a fun time. Pass comes in play. River Valley bringing it up the sideline. They'll get it off to Thatcher on the right wing. He drives to the baseline. Nothing. Fires it now inside to Poppy. Turnaround shot won't go. Tipped around. Rebound by Shep. Jaden Shep, the freshman. Fires it up the sideline. Taken there by Fingerson. Back to Shep. Three on the way. Looks good. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Thatcher and the Blackhawks. Houston across the timeline behind the back dribble. Reese Rhodes left side. Whips it low. Nabefeld turns in. Lost the handle and out of bounds off of the Hornets. It will be River Valley ball. Javon Willie returns for Cole Drakenberg. And River Valley will put it in play for the baseline underneath the hoop. Looking, and they'll lob it in. Caught here by Nabefeld. Nabefeld back to the left side. On a drive, Reese Rhodes. Back to Nabefeld. Rhodes on the left wing. Looks inside. Nothing there. Back to Poppy. Poppy and then Thatcher. Far side, River Valley. Working it, dealing it. Now back to Thatcher. Open. Three on the way. No good. And the rebound pulled down by Weiss of the Hornets. Garrison Weiss with the outlet pass. And bringing it across the timeline is Bosworth. Dosh, and now Shep on the left wing. Hornets attacking that zone defense. Fingerson right side, gives it to Dosh, bouncy down low. There's Weiss, his pass picked off by Rhodes. Reese gives it up, here's Thatcher, scooting down low, tough shot won't go, tough shot up and good on the putback, and a plus one for River Valley. Basket is good for Cole Nabefeld, and he'll go to the free throw line on Richland Center's second foul. Unfortunately for the Hornets, both of them on Liam Fingerson. Ironically, River Valley's two fouls are on Javon Willie. Into the game for the Hornets, Tyler Woodman seeing his first action. Kind of coming back from the injury and a shoulder injury. Free throw won't go for the Blackhawks, and the rebound pulled down by Bosworth. So back the other way we go. Hornets trying to get on the board. Left side, Dosh. Bounce feed back to Woodman. Now Dosh on the left side. Back to Woodman. Top of the circle. Dosh left side. Finds Bosworth. He'll drive low. Shot blocked by Willie and out of bounds. Veteran official Dean Oscar here. Head official tonight. Always great to have him here. One of the top officials in the state. Hornets looking to bring that ball in play, and they will. Here is Woodman in the corner. Gives it back to the right side, Bosworth. Over to the far side, Jaden Shep. Right side, Dosh. Down low it goes. Bosworth operating low, trying to get something. Now fires it back to Dosh. Good defense by the Blackhawks. Back to the near side, Jaden Shep. Shep on a drive, cut off, nothing. Fires back to Bosch, and now inside to Bosworth, and he's pushed from behind. That'll be River Valley's third foul. It's on Reese Rhodes, his first. And the Hornets will put the ball in play. Lots of wrestling action tomorrow. We'll take a look at that schedule during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update at halftime. Pass comes in play for the Hornets. They'll set up the offense. Woodman on the right wing. Woodman on a drive. Pull up. There's a long one on the way, and it is good. Woodman with a long two, and the Hornets score. 17-2. First basket comes at 10:30 here in the first half, and the Blackhawks throw it away. Looking for Javon Willie. They let him too far. Hornets will get it back. River Valley dropping back into that full court press. A 1-2-2 press. Putting the pressure on the inbounder, and now it comes in to Jaden Shep. Shep dribbles the ball, gives back to Bosworth. Now to Shep. Hornets break the press. Jaden with a crossover, gives it back to Bosworth. Left side, Dosh for three, on the way, good. And the Hornets score five in a row. 17-5. Hornets back on track. Reese Rhodes, left side to Poppy. Poppy gives to Nobfeld. Now Rhodes, just up to the baseline. Poppy back to Rhodes. Operates to the corner, gets it inside. Quick shot, no good. Foul called on Bosworth of the Hornets. And that'll bring up two free throws for Reese Rhodes. Wes Bosworth with his first foul. Team fouls are even at three here in the game. And going to the line, Reese Rhodes. Lots of alumni here tonight for both sides. Always has been an event when these two schools play, regardless of the sport. But boys basketball has been pretty special. Free throw by Rhodes is in. That makes it 18-5. And one more coming up for Reese. The official getting the ball back to the shooter. Rhodes, who played a little quarterback during the football season. Free throw is good. Makes it a 19-5 ball game. Back in is Houston Thatcher. And the Hornets put it in against the press. Shep back to Bosworth. Now Shep, he yo-yos the dribble, brings it back to Bosworth. Hornets got a scramble to get it across. So there's a foul called in River Valley. Foul called to number 11, Cole Nobfeld. That'll be the Blackhawks' fourth foul. Trayton Shep is in for Garrison Weiss. The Hornets make a quick switch. And Richland Center basketball in the backcourt. They'll set it up. Shep across the timeline. Nothing. Bounce feed Bosworth, right wing. Bosworth holds it above his head. Looks to the inside. Looks slow. Nothing there. Finally gets it away to Trayton Shep. Shep with a basketball. Looks to the inside. Hands off to his brother, Jaden. Jaden back to Dosh. Now Jaden inside Bosworth. Challenges low. Scoops it up. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by Owen Bailey. And the Blackhawks fly the other way. Thatcher on the right wing. Crosses over. Gives to Bailey. Down to the baseline. Into Willie. Javon has it knocked away by Woodman. Picked up now by the Hornets. Brady Dosh. Good defense. And the Hornets take it the other way. Across the timeline, Brady Dosh throws to the corner. Trayton Shep. Shep with the ball. Bounce feed Woodman. Turn around from behind the glass. It won't go. Rebound pulled down by the Blackhawks. Cole Nobfeld. And he'll drive. Gives it off to the corner. Wide open three. Look on the way. No. Won't stay for Poppy. And the rebound by Jaden Shep. He's coming. Drives to the left side. Scoops it up. No good. But a foul called on River Valley. That will put Jaden Shep at the free throw line on the fifth River Valley foul. This one is on Sam Poppy, his first. Jaden Shep looking for his first points tonight. A freshman who was out of school with illness a couple of days this week, but able to get back and play tonight. This one is missed. He'll get one more. Into the game for River Valley, Cole Drakenberg and Isaiah Olson. Olson playing the guard spot, Drakenberg the post, and Shep with a second free throw. A couple of dribbles on the way, and it is good. That'll make it 19-6. River Valley by 13 in the ball game. Houston Thatcher will run it across the timeline. Fires over to Olson. Olson looks inside off the screen. He'll drive. Nothing there. They're going to call him for traveling. Said he slid his pivot foot. It goes back now to the Hornets. So River Valley is backed off on that full court press. And with 8:19 remaining in the first half, Hornet basketball. 19-6 River Valley, and the Hornets are going to turn it over. A couple of players not on the same page. Unforced turnover. And it goes back to the Blackhawks. Owen Bailey and Houston Thatcher in the backcourt. River Valley attacks. Bailey catches it on the right side. Looking inside. Now on a drive, swings it over to Olson. Olson nowhere to wander. Gives it back down to Bailey. Right side, the Hawks. Set it up now. Thatcher. Poppy, left side, now for a cutter in the lane. Bailey with a turnaround. It is good. Owen Bailey makes it a 21-6 River Valley lead. Hornets up the sideline. It is Woodman. Woodman gives it back to Dosh. Dosh on a drive, creates a shot, goes up in the air, partially blocked and taken down by River Valley. Poppy got a piece of it, and here go the Blackhawks. Olson across the timeline. Bailey, left wing. Bailey hands it off to Poppy. Inside, Thatcher. Thatcher now, nice dish back door. Tough shot, will go for Drakenberg. Rebound on the inside, put back, no good. Put back up, no good by Poppy. He gets it again, and a jump ball call. River Valley with three strong offensive boards. The alternate arrow gives it back to the Hornets. 7:14 remaining in the first half. Blackhawks in the lead by 15. Ball comes in to Jaden Shep. Wes Bosworth on the right side. Now Shep, left side, wheels it up to Tyler Woodman. Woodman drives around the defense, gives to Bosworth, top of the circle. Hornets setting it up. Bosworth looking, now dishing. Brady Dosh, left side, straight to Shep, up to meet the ball. Hornets set it right. Now Shep left. Dosh, top of the circle, right side, Jaden Shep. Trayton, now left side, Dosh looking, trying to get something going and crack the code. Quick pass to Shep, three on the way, no good for Jaden. Rebound by Thatcher, he's going, two on two, poked away by Brady Dosh. Nice steal, and the Hornets take it across the timeline. Brady Dosh with the ball, wings it off to Shep. Now Bosworth, high post, looks for a pass down low. Woodman turnaround, won't go. Rebound by River Valley. Pulled down by Drakenberg. Outlet to Thatcher. Thatcher on the right wing. Throws it low. Turnaround shot on the way. Good. Off the glass and down. Old school for Cole Drakenberg. That makes it 23-6. River Valley. Blackhawks back in the D. Hornets on the O. Trayton Shep right wing. Down to the baseline. Jaden. Jaden lobs long for Dosh. Far side. Back to Shep. Open for a three. Jaden three is good. Hornets' second triple, it's 23-9. River Valley basketball. Across the timeline, Thatcher. Bailey, right side, lobs it down low. That's Drakenberg out. Left side, Thatcher. Taken by Poppy. Poppy, nowhere to go. Olson catches it. Free throw line left. Now they'll go right inside to Drakenberg. Turnaround, tough shot, won't stay. Fought for, River Valley gets it back. Bailey in the lane, tough shot up, no good. Rebound Bosworth of the Hornets. He'll rip that away and get the outlet pass going. 5:14 remaining, first half, 23-9. River Valley Hornets trying to put a little bit of a dent into that deficit. Pass to Bosworth in the lane, tries to dish low to Woodman. It's out of bounds. It will belong to the Blackhawks. Coming in is Cole Nabefeld.
Go Valley!
Coming out is Isaiah Olson for River Valley, and returning for the Hornets, Garrison Weiss. Now in for River Valley, Reese Rhodes. Blackhawks with the ball without pressure in the backcourt, and they'll take it across the timeline. 5 minutes exactly remaining in the first half. River Valley basketball. Left side, Poppy throws it down low. Tough shot, no good by Nabefeld, but he is fouled on the play. That'll be the Hornets' fourth personal foul. Officials confer with the numbers. I mark that on Brady Dosh, which is his first, team's fourth. Free throw in the air and on the rim and no good for River Valley. One more count up for Cole. Brady Myers is in for River Valley. Second free throw now. Nabefeld in the air with that one. It is good. That'll make it 24-9, River Valley. Ball comes in play for the Hornets. And they'll ease their way up near half court. Bosworth to Trayton Shep, back to Jaden. Jaden lost it off his foot, picked up by River Valley. Thatcher speeds away from the crowd, goes in, knocked away, picked up by Trayton Shep. Saved by River Valley, stolen away, shot up, blocked by Bosworth, picked up by the Hornets. Jaden Shep off to the races, creates a tough shot. He won't get it, but he's fouled. Showing some good enthusiasm. The Hornets are back to the free throw line now. Foul is the sixth on River Valley, and this is on Brady Myers. That's his first. So a free throw happening for Jaden Shep. That one rolls in. He has 5 points tonight. It's 24-10. One more coming up for the Hornet freshman. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound, Brady Myers. Now stolen by Bosworth. The shot is no good, but a foul call. Wes Bosworth got a steal in close proximity, and he is fouled while shooting. Seventh River Valley foul. It is on Brady Myers. And the free throw for Wes Bosworth. This one in the air, and it is no good for the left-handed shooter. Tyler Woodman will return for the Hornets, and Liam Fingerson as well. The Shep brothers will exit. And Bosworth taking a look from the free throw line in the air, and it is in and out. And the rebound by River Valley. Poppy with the outlet. Nabefeld down the left wing. Blackhawks throw it down low. Myers turns in, now swings it back out, top of the wheel, right side, Thatcher. Houston back to Rhodes, around the left side for the River Valley Hawks, and they'll take a shot, and a foul called on a three-point attempt by Thatcher. He's going to the line to shoot three. Bosworth with the foul. That is Wes's second, the Hornets' fifth. So that stops the clock with 4 minutes and 6 seconds remaining. First half action here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Free throw in the air, and that one is good. Thatcher with 10 points. Richland Center boys basketball team will be having an alumni get-together next week. Alumni basketball games. Free throw is good on his second attempt. It's going on next weekend, Saturday afternoon. So all Richland Center alumni boys, welcome back. Free throw is good. The trifecta for Thatcher. His points have been coming in threes tonight. And River Valley is back up 27-10. Boscobel leads Riverdale 21-17 in boys basketball. Lancaster 29-25 over Dodgeville. Platteville leading Prairie 28-22. Ithaca up on Seneca in girls basketball 37-21. Hornets break the press. Right side, Bosworth, Woodman, top of the circle. Tyler, back to Wes Bosworth, airs it over to Dosh. Dosh on the left wing, off the screen, brings it back to Bosworth. Bosworth drives to the free throw line, nothing to go, and now over to Woodman. Woodman, right there, they are playing him tough. Now the ball comes back to Dosh, right side, down to Bosworth, top of the circle. Wes looking inside, now whips it to Woodman, long three on the way, and it is in and out. Rebound by Bailey on the weak side. And the Hawks push it. Far side, Thatcher. Thatcher looking, nothing. Gives it back now to Bailey. Bailey on a drive. Tough shot blocked by Weiss. Picked up by Dosh. Great defensive stand by the Hornets. 3:09 remaining in the first half. Richland center ball. Woodman down to Weiss. Inside Bosworth. He lays it in. Good. Well played by the Hornets. 27-12, River Valley. Hornets back within 15. Reese Rhodes down to the top of the circle. Nabefeld. Rhodes left wing, drives closer. Nothing, fires to Thatcher. Left side, Bailey. Bailey with the ball. Now drives back toward the half-court line. Hornets in a man-to-man defense. Trying to get something going. The Blackhawks back to the left side. Nabefeld shot for three is good. Cole Nabefeld, five threes tonight for River Valley. 30-12, they lead it. 2:23 remaining, first half action. Richland Center basketball. Dosh skips it over to Bosworth. Now Brady, left side, down to the baseline. Woodman just up from the baseline by a couple of steps. Air mails it back to Bosworth. Inside, Fingerson, turnaround 10-footer, good. Off the glass and down, Liam Fingerson's first basket. 30-14, River Valley. 2 minutes to play in the first half. Bailey on the left wing. Blackhawks hold it up. Slow it up a little bit. Down to Rhodes. Back to Thatcher. Houston drives. Dishes to the corner. Three on the way. And good for Brady Myers. Myers stepping out, going downtown. 33-14, River Valley. A minute 38 to play. Wes Bosworth. Hornets trying to get something positive at the end of the half. Bounce feed low. There's Weiss. Wide open. Good. Fingerson and company helping out. And Weiss with his first basket. 33-16. River Valley. Bounce feed off to Rhodes. Just up from the baseline. Bailey meets it. Gives it back to Thatcher. Thatcher. Left side Rhodes. Rhodes hands off to Thatcher. River Valley pulling it out. And they're going to take a little timeout. Might even work for one here at the end of the half. They'll clear out. Thatcher on a drive. Nothing. Kicks to Brady Myers in the corner. Back it goes. There's Rhodes. Back to Myers. Thought about a three. Fakes it. Gives it back to Thatcher. Houston with the ball. 53 seconds to play in the first half. Thatcher off the screen. Going right side. Bailey now leaves in. Uses the dribble. Switches over to the left side. Nabefeld. Back it goes on the far side, knocked away by Fingerson. Good steal. Hornets throttle the River Valley hopes of getting a last shot off here, at least for the moment. Woodman brings it across the half-court line. Bosworth back to Tyler. Right side Dosh, 24 seconds into Bosworth. Bumps his way in. Tough shot, no good. Rebound Thatcher. Houston Thatcher and the Blackhawks try to end the half on a streak right now. They are leading 33-16. Houston Thatcher with 8 seconds. Moves it off left side Rhodes. Near side three on the way and in and out. But four and out of bounds with 2 seconds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Retrieved out of the base drum by Jeff Behrens. Hornets will have the basketball and a chance for maybe a wing and a prayer at the end of the half. Wes Bosworth is the inbounder. Hawks have brought in Javon Willie to kind of thwart that inbound pass. Bosworth airmails it up to Fingerson. Weiss, three on the way from half court. Almost got it. Off the back of the iron. Not too bad right there. That will do it for one half of basketball. In tonight's ball game, River Valley off to a hot start. They led 17-0 before the Hornets scored. It is 33-16, River Valley at intermission. We'll be back after our Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update with the high school scoreboard and details on this first half as well. Friday Night Live from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse in area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
A salute to wrestling tonight at halftime. There's a triangular going on at Darlington Blackhawk this evening. Cuba City Benton Southwestern is there, and Boscobel Wazika Steuben. There's a girls' wrestling invitational happening at Royal High School this evening. Many teams from the area have wrestlers involved in that event. Tomorrow, Riverdale among the teams at the DC Everest High School Tournament.